This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. The book is The Daughter Ship. The author is Boo Trundle. This irreverent debut delivers a headlong human comedy of trauma and triumph, narrated by the concealed inner selves of a woman on the brink, Catherine, a lost creative soul and suburban mother of two who has struggled into her 40s with the urge to self-harm. Catherine, an attentive mother to her teenagers, comfortably married to her strapping provider of a husband, longs to overcome her dark thoughts and intermittent fears of sexual intimacy. Boo Trundle is a writer, artist, and performer whose work has appeared across various platforms and publications, including The Moth on NPR. She has released 3 albums of original music with Big Deal Records, makes her home in New Jersey. The Daughter Ship is her very first novel. Happy to have for the very first time, Boo Trundle join me here on the Speaking of Writers podcast. Welcome, Boo.
Thanks, Steve. I'm really happy to be here.
Where did the idea for The Daughter Ship come from?
Oh, it's totally from my own life. This is one of those novels that is thinly veiled autobiography, but it is definitely fictional. And considering the fact that half the novel takes place in a fantastical environment on a defunct submarine at the bottom of the ocean, you know, it's not altogether based on my life because I live in a house, not a submarine. But yeah, it's based on my own experiences, basically being a person who's done a lot of personal healing and a lot of had to make sort of an effort in my adult life to get on track and stay on track. And then still finding out in my 40s that there were things I had not looked at that I still needed to look at and that were derailing my happiness and my family's happiness. So that inspired the novel.
Let's talk about setting. What inspired the setting, the World War II submarine off the coast of Virginia Beach? How did you end up there?
That is a very good question. I grew up in Virginia Beach and was surrounded by military weapons, you know, giant battleships and F-14 planes used to practice their maneuvers over our pep rallies. You know, it was just like my life was surrounded by military weapons of war, really. And it was just normal to me. It was just normal. So I think I just have a lot of metaphors and sort of personal symbols in my head that have to do with nautical themes. And the submarine just was a very good metaphor for the subconscious, for what was going on inside this woman. And I really just started working with it as a metaphor. And then I gave the draft of the novel to an editor to read. And she said, you know, I really think that you should do more with this submarine metaphor. I think that it should be a bigger part of the novel. And then I expanded into actually being a scene, a setting for a lot of the scenes in the novel.
Speaking of the scenes, this novel is told in alternating short chapters by Truett Starr and Smush Bug, who are the inner children of Catherine. What are the challenges, and this is your first novel, of writing in that style? And why did you do it that way?
I did it that way because while I was writing, I worked on the book for about 8 years, and it was actually a rewrite of a novel I'd written in the 90s. It started that way. And as I was working on the book, I was also doing this therapy. I was in therapy, and I was doing a kind of therapy called internal family systems, which is basically about reclaiming lost parts of yourself that have been abandoned or forgotten. A lot of them are child parts, but some of them could be a teenager or some part of your adult life. It's just about sort of dividing your consciousness into pieces. Perhaps like there's a bully in there, or there's like a teacher part in there, or there's a lost little girl in there who doesn't get to speak up for herself. And so I was doing this kind of therapy where I was identifying and working with these different parts. And then I just decided to try using them as characters in the book, and they really came alive. And that's really where the idea came from. I took it a long way from that beginning place, but that's where it started.
Did writing the rest of the book and finishing it, you said you were doing therapy and going through therapy. Mm-hmm. Did this help?
I'm not sure. I think at one point my therapist thought maybe it wasn't a good idea for me to fictionalize these therapeutic pieces that we were working with. And maybe it wasn't, who knows? I guess we'll find out. So far, I'm stable. It was hard. I mean, writing fiction is hard. And this was a really, it is, I was just, I was just making like an Instagram post. I was looking through my Amazon reviews and somebody wrote, absolutely insane from start to finish as a description of the book. And I think that I felt very honored by that description.
I mentioned in the introduction, Boo, that you have released 3 albums of original music. So talk about the differences between songwriting and fiction writing.
Well, they're completely different practices, but they come from the same place. I think, like, for example, you know, I've noticed in some of my, I stopped making music like 2003 when my first kid was born. So I haven't made a record in a long time. So my records are sort of vintage at this point, but sometimes I listen to my recordings and I a lot of times would use these sort of haunting background vocals that sounded like a little girl. And then, you know, in my novel, like there's this obsession with the little girls in the submarine who were abandoned by the main character. When she grew up, she tried to forget about them. And so in a way, you know, you can see the influence in a very indirect way that I have this obsession with family. I have an obsession with childhood, with the wounds of childhood, but they just come out in different ways.
Do you feel that writing is an ingrained process or just something that flows naturally for you?
What do you mean by ingrained process?
Ingrained in you.
Like, do you think it's just something I have to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. I mean, well, it could be writing. I've always done creative things. When I was 7 years old, I had like a little workshop in my bedroom and I would make personalized stationery for people, or I would paint barrettes with people's initials on them. I was probably more business minded as a kid than as an adult. If I'd stuck with that kind of industriousness, you know, that would have been a good thing. But yeah, just this kind of urge to create. And also I think it's an urge to connect through creating. And I've found a lot of solace and connection and meaning in other people's art and writing. So it's just always been almost, I'm not going to say it's a religion for me, but it's a guiding principle, you know, to take on what other artists and writers have offered and to offer something back myself. So it's both a compulsion and also sort of a higher purpose.
Mm-hmm. This book, I mentioned your first novel. What was the feeling like when you got it published and finally finished it?
Yeah, finishing it was quite the feeling. My son is now 18, but in the process of writing it, at some point, maybe when I worked on it for like 8 years. It was like his whole childhood, he'd seen me working on this book. And at some point, maybe when he was like 11 or 12, he came up to me and he said, "Mom, you're never going to finish this novel." It was really cute. Mm. And I think at that point, I just decided I am going to finish this novel just to prove to him that I did it. And so I think it felt like a huge accomplishment to finish it because I did go so deep. And I also tried all these new ways of approaching a narrative and approaching fiction writing because, you know, this is not the first novel I've written. It's just the first novel I've gotten published. So I really took a lot of risks. I really went deep and it paid off and I got the book published and it was a huge feeling of accomplishment. But it's also been intense. You know, it's been an intense year having, you know, it rocks you a bit to have your work out there in the world, especially if it's something that's personal and that's risky and intimate and deep. It's been intense to have it out there.
Are you taking a break now? Are you hard at work at a second novel?
I am hard. Yeah, well, this would be my 5th novel that I've written, but yes, I am hard at work on a new novel. I spent a lot of time marketing the book this year, doing things like podcasts and, you know, social media and book events. And I think I just had for a minute, I just kind of had to recover from the book being published. So I'm not going to say it's been the most productive writing year of my life, but I am working on a new book. I started working on it years ago. I was already working on it while I was pushing the daughtership out into the world. And it's called The Emotional Future.
What's the best thing about being an author, Boo?
I think the best thing about being an author is what I mentioned before, just the connecting with other people, you know, feeling that something you're doing could actually be helpful or even just entertaining or of service to another person. So as I'm doing it, I'm enjoying it. And then knowing that someone else will enjoy it, or as I'm doing it, I'm healing and growing and like sort of reaching for something bigger than me. And someone reading it might be having exactly the same experience of growing and healing and reaching for something bigger as they're reading it. That sort of parallel, it's almost a spiritual connection. It's definitely an artistic connection. That's what makes it good.
Does writing energize you?
Oh, and also all the millions of dollars.
Which will come.
It's very lucrative. Very lucrative. Yeah.
Does writing energize you or exhaust you?
I would say the way that I write is energizing. I'm very playful with my writing and I don't put myself on a heavy, dark schedule, and I forgive myself if nothing comes, and I don't throw anything away. I collect things and I reframe them and I edit them and I glue them together and I cut them up and I put them back together, and I just let the writing sort of have its own life. And so it's very, very adventurous and playful. It's not hard.
We're chatting with Boo Trundle here on Speaking of Writers. Her first published novel is out now. It is called The Daughtership. And you are working on the next one to be published.
To be published. Yes, asterisk to be published. In bookstores soon.
Soon. What genres do you enjoy reading?
I read a lot of old fiction. I really, I love, like, Jane Austen's probably my favorite writer. I love novel like Charles Dickens, Anthony Trollope. I really love reading classic fiction, I would say. That's probably my favorite thing to read. I just was reading a book by Graham Greene. I think the reason I like reading old fiction is because it's almost like reading history for me. It's time travel. So I think for me, at least, you know, if I have questions about it, especially right now, things seem so topsy-turvy in the world. And just personally, sometimes if I get into an existential place, just reading about the lives, the fictionalized lives of people in other places and other times. I like reading foreign work, you know, anything that I don't read a lot of contemporary American fiction because that's what I'm living. I like to read things that take me or transport me. And I also read a ton of psychology. I'm really interested in psychology and my fair share of self-help books as well. I enjoy those.
What do you think are the ingredients that make up a good story?
Honesty, for one. You know, somebody who's really trying to be honest about their personal worldview. And I think humor is important. I like to laugh. I like a writer who can sort of make fun of themselves and the human condition, and just something new, something different, something authentically original. I think every single person, I won't even say it because it's too cliche. I won't let myself say it, but you know, everybody's unique. Everybody has there's only one of us, one of me, one of you. And so I like to read books that only that person could have written.
I'm guessing it's character for you ahead of plot. In this novel, Catherine came to you first.
You're guessing. Thank you. That's very diplomatic of you. Yes, Catherine came to me first, but I believe that, like, there's lots of different ways plot can, and I'm not a traditionalist about plot. I think to me, a plot means I want to turn to the next page. And there's lots of ways to make people turn to the next page. And if it's a plot that's a sort of a traditional plot, like a thriller or like an action movie or something, if I can, my kids make fun of me because I can guess, we'll be watching a movie and I'll be like, I'll say what's going to happen next and then it'll happen. That to me is not succeeding, because if I can guess what's going to happen next, that's not a very good plot. But, you know, I think that people are comfortable with a sort of traditional hero's journey kind of plot. I like to mismatch it, you know, mix it up.
So you're more of a pantser then.
What's a pantser?
Well, you don't know the ending or where
Seat of
you're
the
going.
Pants. Seat of the Pants.
Seat
Is
of
that
the
what you mean?
Pants. Yeah. You know, don't know the ending and where it's going.
No, yeah, I guess I am. Like I said, it's an adventure for everybody, but
And Boo, what would you like readers to take away from the daughtership?
I just want them to pick it up, read it all the way through, and put it down and take away whatever they take away from it. The most important thing is that they want to keep reading and they keep going till the end. And I think if there was going to be a sort of one liner of a takeaway, it would just be you never know what you never know until you know it. I mean, you got to keep looking inside yourself. You know, you just don't stop. Like, don't stop discovering what's inside of you until you're literally headed into the next dimension. Like, the adventure's never over.
The book is The Daughtership. The author is Boo Trundle. It is available now. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks.
And this is Speaking of Writers.